Blog Talk Radio.
There's a hole in my heart, my soul is bleeding. I need to free my mind and see what I'm feeling. 'Cause Lord knows, Lord knows, I'm
tired of the way he treats me, tired of the guilty feeling, tired of the broken dreams, tired of the poor things, tired of the baby mama, tired of the ghetto drama, tired of the back and forth, tired of in and out the poor time.
Continue to wait. This is supposed to be a special show where the women are beginning to talk about the things that are going on in Israel, the abuse that some women have suffered as a result of being in Israel. And I think that this is long overdue. The young lady actually sought me out and asked me if I would do a show that pertained to this sort of a situation because they feel as though it is getting out of control. So I'm waiting for her to come aboard, and we're asking for her to push one. If you're out there, push one so that we know you're there, and then we will have our program director will get you on the line immediately. Brother Donia, if you're there, or you can push one and we'll get you on as well. We're going to give them a few minutes. Things happen, and it's a beautiful day out here today in Cincinnati. There's no snow on the ground anymore. It's warm. It feels like summertime, but we know that it is not that yet, and we are definitely acting accordingly because we can be fooled. It's a lot. It's hay fever season. Don't forget to go and get your annual checkup. It is real because we don't believe in doctors. We have to start going to see the physician. The herbalist is not going to get it done all the time. The body breaks down, and we have to get ourselves checked out so that we'll know what's going on with us. So we're going to give it a little bit more time and see what happens. Brother Donia is out there. Please push one moment.
Shalom, this is Donia.
Shalom, Brother Donia. How was it? Tell me a little bit about your event you had last night. We're gonna talk a little while and give her a chance to come on the line. I did send her a text and let her know it was 6:30. I told her the other day, so hopefully she'll be able to be here. So tell me, but we missed you yesterday. Tell me a little bit about how your program went.
Oh, it was a good thing. It was an elders lunching that they set up for all the elders that are here in Georgia, and they tried to get some people from North Carolina to come down, but it was just a one-day affair. But it was beautiful. It was very enjoyable. You understand? They ate good. They gave us a little gift. They made mentions of the accomplishments that a lot of the elders have accomplished. You understand? And it was a lot of people there, man. We had about 200 people there. No children, of course.
Anytime you can get Israel to come out and there's 200 people there, you guys are doing something. That's great. I think that is excellent.
Well, in actuality, you know, this was my brother's dream. He always was about community. And he always had something going on with the kids, you understand? You take them to this place and do this with them, you understand? And so his children is just following up on my brother's dream. They taking it to another level, and I'm proud of them. I really am, man, you understand? My brother's not here no longer, but he would be proud of them, you understand? How they've grown up in the way that the Almighty, if you teach your children in the way that they should go, when they get older, it will never depart from them. And that's one of the Almighty's ordinances and commandments that he gave us, you understand? And they're doing a magnificent job. Matter of fact, they got their own building, you understand what I'm saying, where they hold services at, you know, we still hold services. It was just a beautiful thing. They got it set up. They have it set up on different nights. You understand? For weekend, after the Shabbat, they have a after hour party. You know, it's really nice. They doing a magnificent job. I'm proud of them. They even putting out a garden in the back.
Wow, that's beautiful. I'm glad to hear. You know what? That does my heart good. I am glad to hear that, you know, because sometimes Israel will kind of bleak. But, you know, when you hear that kind of stuff and the young people are doing that, wow. You know, all I can say is wow. That is wonderful.
Yeah. You know, see, they have their own construction crew. You know, that proposal that I had told you about a long time ago, you understand? They're doing part of my proposal. They rehabbing buildings and renting them out and they selling them low income. You understand? Each building that they do, you understand? But the only thing that they're not doing is they're not getting the kids from the penitentiary and teaching them how to have a skill. You understand? Because most of these guys that's in the penitentiary, all they know is selling dope or part of dope. Most of them, anyway. You understand? Is doing dope and selling dope. You understand? And they ain't got no workable skills when they come out the penitentiary. You understand what I'm saying? And who gonna hire them? You understand? They either been in jail for 3 years or 1 year to 3 years. You understand? If you're missing the 1 year out of your work history, you understand, ain't nobody going to hire you. So that they could build a work history if we could set up something for them to go to, on-the-job program. You know what I'm saying? That's where I learned all my skills at, on the job. You understand? You know, paperwork is one thing, but on the job, man, it means a great deal. You understand? That's what I say. You understand? So those are the things that could be set up and could be worked on. You understand? That's just my opinion. For as long as we're going to be here in this captivity. We ain't got long.
That is very, very true. We're going to ask the program director to see if area code 615 has come on the line. We're going to give a few more minutes because if she's not going to be able to make it, we're not going to have a show tonight. Because I'm, you know, this is using my free day to do some of the things that I want to do. So, you know, we did let her know that it was tonight. And gave her the time, so maybe something came up where she wasn't able to do it. So we'll give her a few more minutes and see if she's going to show. And if she's not, Brother Donia, we're going to close out for the day and try to reschedule this for another time. But, I am really happy to know that it went well. You know, it's a big deal to know that something like that is happening. The people are beginning to come together and gather together. I think that is absolutely beautiful. I hope they put something up on the internet. Are they going to put did they videotape it?
Actually, they video. They got a guy that produces videos, and he's in 3 months. You understand? It's going to take him 3 months to put it all together. You understand? But he does production and all of that stuff. You understand? And so he's going to produce that. I don't know whether I know it's going to be publicized somewhere. I have to wait and get the information on that. But you understand? They're going to have it. It's going to be a production.
Oh, wow. And then they're going to put it up on YouTube. I think that is great. The more positive stuff, the better. The more positive things we start to do, the better. We'll have a chance at really making this thing happen and creating something for ourselves. And I think that is so excellent. Oh, my God, that really does my heart good to know that, you know, they're doing that. Because we got to come out of our shell. You know, we got to forgive each other for the things that happened in the past. We've got to start acting like a nation. We've got to start coming together. We've got to start having events and supporting one another. These are the things that we have to start doing. Because if we're not, nobody's going to take us serious. They already don't take us serious as it is.
Yeah, that is correct. You understand? So, you know, it was a lot of things that went down, you know. And I'm telling you, man, I'm really proud of them guys, man. You understand? Because they're carrying on. They're carrying on my brother's legacy. You understand what I'm saying? He was about community. You understand? And see, they got some land. They getting ready to go out there on the land that my brother left. You understand? And they going out there on that land in a little while. Yeah, he said my nephew said it was going to be about a year before they could do anything with it. But they had to get started somewhere. You understand? You know, my sister. Everybody thinks that they got the land and they're just going to walk out there, man. You got to have a plan.
That's right. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, so they working on that, man, you know. And
hello?
Is there somebody else on?
No, that's you and me. I was just listening to you. You kind of went dead there for a minute. I don't know what happened.
No, I thought it might have been Echo. Yeah, Isaiah. I thought somebody else was on the phone. That's what it sounded like. Anyway, yeah, they doing, you know, I'm just so proud of them, man, you understand? Because, you know, like I said, man, you know, the Almighty said that we're going to live, after the flood, he said we got 120 years. That's what he gave us, 120 years, 125 years, you understand? We live on in our, through our children, in our children's children, you understand? You know, I mean, it may get to a point, you understand, but we're going to have to be extra good in order to get some immortal stuff going.
That's true.
There ain't going to be no...
Go ahead. No, my fault. I was just going to say, the young lady is on, please pick one. And we've been on here for about 15 minutes. It's 6:45, and if she's not here, we're going to go ahead and end the Blog Talk Radio show. And we're going to, you and I can assume this conversation, but go ahead a little bit and let the people know before we hang up some of the things. And this is in Atlanta, Georgia. So Atlanta, Georgia is on the move, and they're doing things that's positive, and I think that is great.
Yeah, that is great. You know, they're doing a magnificent job. You don't hear that?
Wow.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear it, but you know, they always, hello, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can. Yeah, we can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
How are you?
Shalom,
yeah,
I'm
good.
Yeah,
we can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you all? Good.
Where are you at? We're doing great. You want to introduce yourself to the audience?
Hey, everyone. This is Dominique, known on Facebook as Dominique True.
Okay.
All right. So I guess what we were here to talk about was, you know, just what our women are going through and all the things that are happening in our community. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That's right. Go ahead. All right. You have the floor.
All right.
Can talk about whatever you want.
Okay. Well, I first wanted to start off by speaking on self and getting to know self, because I feel like that's what we as Black people are unfamiliar with. We are unfamiliar with self because, you know, like the brother said, we are in captivity and we don't know, you know, so much has been stripped from us and taken from us, and we've just grown up in, you know, a society, almost like a world where, you know, we are just trying to mimic our oppressors and what they've taught us and everything they do. But we're like two completely different people. So it's just we have to start operating like our, you know, ancestors did, like our ancient ancestors did, I feel, in order to get back to where we were. So I do want to start off by speaking on melanin. And that's what, you know, it's, of course, known for giving all living organisms color, but it also has a lot of other benefits and properties to it as well. And this is what we as Black people are composed of. So, and you'll see how it connects later on in what I'm speaking of. But basically, I wanted to say, like, the pineal gland, it secretes melanin, and that regulates all of our bodily functions and glands in our bodies. And melanin is also a polymer, meaning it takes on many forms. It's polycyclic, meaning it regulates many bodily cycles. And it absorbs all types of energy and uses it in the environment, such as water energy, the earth, the moon, the sun, the cycles of the planets and everything. So this is what we as Black people are connected to. We're connected to literally everything in the earth. We absorb all types of energy, and just, you know, when this captivity happened, everything was stripped from us. So these are things that we don't know. We don't know how we are connected to everything. We've been disconnected from everything. And I feel like that's another reason why we as Black people kind of operate in the way that we do, because we are unaware of how deep this thing goes and how much we were created, how our Creator made us. I also wanted to say that, you know, we, like I said, at one point, we were one with the earth, and that leads me to verse Psalms 82, 6 through 7, where it says, I have said, ye are gods, and all of ye are children of the Most High, but ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. And, you know, like I said, this may come with better understanding, but we are connected to everything that the Creator made, everything on the, you know, on the planet. We are natural people. We are the original people. So what I wanted to say involving melanin and the pineal gland is that in the pineal gland, it consists of nerve cells that are similar to those in the retina of the eye, and it stimulates the growth of our nervous system's cerebrum, and that's the thinking part of the brain called gray matter. And so an understimulated pineal gland in childhood can decrease thinking ability in adulthood. And so this makes me think of how, you know, in Black communities there are lots of, like, fast food and just things like that, things that really harm us when you think about it. And if you notice, most of this stuff, you know, the liquor stores, all of that is in Black communities. Like, it's on, like, every corner. And it's almost like they're trying to, you know, disconnect us from everything we were originally connected to in order to keep us down. And so this is where it gets deep, because the function of the body's and the brain's melanin is reduced by steroids and stimulants such as speed, cocaine, antidepressants, and unnatural light as well. So it's like we're being attacked on many different levels. And like I said, they've infiltrated our communities with, you know, the fast food restaurants, with the drugs, and, you know, they have infected us with their multiple experiments, you know, the Tuskegee syphilis study, what they did with HIV/AIDS and more. And so they, and it's like they know what we contain spiritually, they know, and they know what they lack genetically, which is melanin. And therefore, you know, these harmful chemicals have an even stronger effect on Black people because Black people have more melanin. And that is a form of genocide. And, you know, this is all connected because we as Black people, if we have an understimulated pineal gland and, you know, we use drugs and we eat a lot of processed foods and we're not eating natural and everything, that harms our pineal gland and our reproductive, you know, it causes us to have reproductive problems. And so in this way, we are being attacked. And this is how it all connects, because it's important that, you know, the Black man learns this and comes to the realization of this, and Black women as well, because we're both needed in the survival and progression of our race. And so it's just many different things that are affecting us, and, you know, our level of thinking, our mental growth that needed to progress and everything, it can't be achieved with a low amount of melanin or an understimulated pineal gland. And I wanted, you know, Black women and men to understand that our oppression is much deeper than, you know, the ignorance that our people tend to exhibit. We're being attacked on not only a physical level, but a psychological level as well. You know, psyche is Greek for the mind, spirit, and soul. So this is all, everything, like I said, it's all connected. Like, we're connected to the earth, you know, our minds, our spirits, everything. So we're being attacked physically, yes, but that's also attacking us spiritually. And this also leads to the point that Dr. Layla Africa made in his book, Melanin, What Makes Black People Black. He spoke on Black people's inability to bond with each other. And what melanin does, it's secreted by the pineal gland, and it aids the posterior pituitary's effect on the hormone oxytocin. And what oxytocin does is it stimulates our uterine contraction during childbirth, and it's similar to morphine because it's one of the main hormones that causes people to bond with each other. So like I said, if they're giving us all of these drugs that attack our pineal gland, that in turn is attacking the melanin, which in turn is attacking our oxytocin, which causes us to bond, mothers to bond with their children, partners to bond with each other, you know, during intimacy and everything. So it's a whole deeper level, you know, it's on a whole deeper level. Do you all have any questions so far?
Go ahead, we're listening. We're still here.
Okay. Do you have any questions so far?
Am I being heard?
Yeah, I can hear you all.
Oh, okay.
I was just asking if you all were here, if you all had any questions or anything so far.
No. So far, you're doing a magnificent job. I understand everything
right.
That you're saying.
All right. So like I said, you know, keeping in mind that oxytocin is one of the main hormones that causes us to bond with each other, or he said bond to each other, and I like that better, not with. it, and I'll discuss later on how the oxytocin chemical relates to, you know, how it's used in molestation and sex and stuff like that, and how that leads to, you know, abuse and things like that. I'll discuss that later on. But in regards to melanin, if we have inadequate levels of this and if our pineal gland is affected, you know, we will in turn have problems with unity. We'll constantly destroy each other because its inability to regulate insulin actually causes mood swings, irritability, low energy, and, you know, many different factors. So when people speak on, like, eating healthy and, you know, not doing drugs and things like that, like, it's actually a very serious thing. It's not just, oh, you know, someone's saying this so you can't have fun. It's like we're saying this for, you know, your spiritual health, you know. And I wanted to share this information first because, you know, education of self, which I'd also call self-education, I think is the best way to free yourself from mental slavery. I don't believe we can expect, you know, our oppressors to teach us about self, because if they did, you know, I feel like their time of control and power would definitely be up. If we all woke up. And so like I said, not only, you know, are they destroying the earth with the many things they do, but they are also, you know, controlling the food we eat and supplying us with drugs to further our destruction. And I've noticed that this, of course, is happening now as I feel the black man has picked up the oppressor's behavior and used it in contributing to the dehumanization of the black female. And I saw a quote somewhere that read, "The black woman is the only flower that grows unwatered." And I definitely, definitely agree with that. It seems that we, as black women, I feel that we as black women are doubly oppressed. First for being black and second for being female in, you know, a patriarchal society. And so, you know, it's, if you notice, we're constantly like the butt of someone's jokes or worn like a costume in gay culture, you know, I'm a strong black female, that type of thing. And it's like every little action of ours is constantly critiqued. So we're under like constant scrutiny, and especially single black moms, you know, who are always being told they're doing wrong either by the American educational institution, by the media, or, you know, by the men who leave on women to be single mothers. And it's as if for black women, it's like a lose-lose situation. It's like we can never be enough in this society or in this world. What I always try to do whenever people come to me and just, like, want to talk, because I've noticed that to a good number of friends, I'm like that person that they feel they can come to talk about stuff they wouldn't normally talk to other friends about, like personal problems and things like that. But I always try to stress the importance of communication amongst black people. And I feel like we're so afraid to talk about certain things, you know, but we're not afraid to talk about sex. It's like we're as backwards as, you know, as our oppressors. It's like as Michael Porter stated, he's the author of this amazing book called The Conspiracy to Destroy Black Women. And he said that fear of talking is a luxury that none of us can afford. And I completely, completely, completely agree with that, especially with, you know, our communities running rampant with diseases and drug use and everything. It's just like we need to begin to have open communication. We need to begin talking about those things that, you know, we may have swept under the rug or our grandparents may have swept under the rug, because how are we going to heal if we don't face the problem? And so, you know, it seems like both male and female believe that you're weak or it's embarrassing to discuss your flaws and weaknesses or what led to this and that. But like I said, there's no place for healing if you don't. It's like we can no longer turn a blind eye to the truth. And it's not even so much as physical lynching anymore. It's the occasional shooting, but it's definitely spiritual lynching. And I feel like we as black people partake in that as well when we refuse to, I guess, kind of own up to what we do and own up to whatever problems we have and wherever it stemmed from. And so now it's become, our problems have become internalized, which is even scarier because we can no longer see it, you know, but we know it's there. And it's like back then we were raped or misused, abused by our slave masters. But now, as black women, it's at the hand of our, at the hands of our own men. And to me, it's like the abuse is coming from those who are supposed to love, cherish, and honor us and stand with us in, you know, the struggle and in what we're going through and, you know, us with them as well. But it's like we can't ignore the fact that our double oppression is what creates these attitudes that many of us as women have. And sadly, it's like our own women are beginning to contribute to that double oppression. And we've forgotten, so you know, we've forgotten so much that we originally operated out of unity. And it's like we've forgotten this because of this white patriarchal and white supremacist mindset that has been ingrained in us since we've been taken into captivity. It's like we've been programmed with self-hatred. And I also wanted to say that being in this state right now is like it's created a sense of hopelessness that many of us have, and it's like that's another reason, another thing that we do is turn to drugs and alcohol and sex and things like that in an effort to escape emotional and psychological, which is spiritual pain, but it's like that only makes it worse because now we're more so repressing or suppressing the problems that we have. And like I said, the drugs, the many drugs in our communities, it contributes to us having a low melanin count. The sex confuses us in finding a mate because we're releasing oxytocin, which is that bonding chemical, with those we have intercourse with, all in an effort to escape. And this only leads to a bigger problem because the longer we run from our issues, the worse they're going to become. And that's why I put so much emphasis on talking about our pain and problems and just trying to open up as much. And I have no problem with people getting, like, therapy or anything like that. Like, I believe that it will definitely help. It's helped me being able to talk. And even not even going and sitting on, like, a psychiatrist's couch, but even if you're just talking to someone you're close to me, that helps as well. But another thing I've noticed in our communities is that in many of these so-called like black liberation groups and movements and things like that, it's like we see the exact same thing as we do in mainstream white society, colorism and misogyny. It's like the light-skinned, dark-skinned thing that causes division, and then it's the treatment of the black woman as being underneath the black man as opposed to being by his side. And to me, this pushes the agenda to destroy the black race, because if our women are led to believe that not even our men love us, it will be nothing for us to degrade ourselves for a dollar. And to me, what's worse than the black men who contribute to the degradation of our women by supporting their brokenness is, you know, the women who actually do this, the women who prostitute and strip clubs and, you know, just supporting music that degrades black women, anything. And if this same toxic white ideology is still in the minds of black people, how are we going to be liberated? I don't know if anyone has ever thought about that, but it's like we can't be, because we must liberate our minds first. And our problems lie in we've only attempted to address the oppression, but not the effects that the oppression has had on our people. And it's like if we don't do this, we'll continue going in circles. Thus the continuing misogyny, hatred, rape, other forms of abuse, drug use, broken families, et cetera, et cetera. It's like women, we as black women must be put back in equal standing within the black race in order for us to even think of rising up and being successful at that. Because why would a woman care to address the oppression coming from the white man when her immediate oppression is coming from a black man? And to me, this is why we must heal those wounds and return back to our, you know, ancient black roots. Another thing that Michael Porter stated in his book is that men of color must realize that they simultaneously sabotage their struggle for liberation and oppress women, attempt to exclude them from an active role in the liberation of our people. And this definitely stood out to me, because if you as black men want to operate like the unnatural man, you will get those same exact unnatural results, and that being complete chaos. there's a Bible verse, I forgot where it was, but it says that the world is now out of course. That cannot be any more true. It's like everything is backwards. What's wrong is right, and what's right is considered wrong. So, you know, our oppressors, they still know nothing of balance and wisdom. And why are we ordering our life after a seemingly barbaric group of people? The white man's agenda is to eliminate their feelings of insecurity and fear and self-doubt. And unfortunately, they have brought everyone else into their mix of emotional and mental confusion and feelings of inferiority. What I've also noticed is that in this society under white supremacy, excuses are made for men and in their barbarism, which includes the abuse of black women, and that's praised. And to me, this is why the black woman in general has been reduced to the status of a whore. She's shown these images of herself in media. Black men enforce it. And so she believes it, and she believes that's where her worth lies. And it's like black men have become the new, like, slave masters, like black women's new slave masters. And to me, like, they knew what they were doing. They knew, you know, that they were trying to break up black homes. They knew everything. They went about it in a really clever way. Like, another verse in Psalm says they've taken crafty counsel. They definitely have.
That's
so
correct.
It's a lot of different factors that affect black people, and what we must do is like get out of viewing white people as saviors and gods, because that's nothing but an illusion, a bad one at that. You know, like our ancestors knew of balance, of truth, and of morals. You know, mod, and along with this, the comparisons of black women to white women need to stop. The Western world makes us as black women look barbaric while it praises white women. So backwards to compare the original woman to the white woman when all people on the planet Earth came from the black woman.
That is correct.
So that's just, we are, you know, Mother Earth. So that's ridiculous. That's crazy, like, seeing us try to go and, like, mimic them and live up to them when they're the ones trying to be like us, you know. Is just mass confusion. And to me as well, religion is another thing that's contributing to the way that our men view us. That's why I ask people, like, why would our oppressor's religion free us? That doesn't even seem right. If I want to control somebody, I'm not going to teach them anything that's going to free them. If anything,
that's
I'm going to teach them something that's going to mentally and spiritually continue to enslave them and keep them down. So we've got to free ourselves from that. And from birth, we are taught that mankind's downfall is due to the woman, and that she, you know, came from the man's rib and everything like that, despite everyone coming from the woman's womb. It's just quite interesting. I pay attention to everything, and it's like they've twisted everything they learned from us. They've taken it and they've twisted it, and that's why we're backwards. That's why we're backwards. So this misogyny and this ignorance and all out insanity that comes from the white man must be addressed and corrected by us as black people in our communities, both parties, not just men, women as well. Because I'm no more below you than you are me. We are equal. We are one, you know. And I feel like that's definitely what black men must realize. But like I said, they were clever in breaking up the black family, you know, by dehumanization and demoralization of both sexes in slavery, and even to this day. People think only women were raped, but black men were sexually abused as well back then. It's just, it's crazy. And like I try to tell people, the same thing that happens to women happens to men too. And in these cases, like I was speaking of earlier, that bonding chemical oxytocin is released, breaking whatever chance at a strong bond he could have had with his wife, and vice versa. And this is one reason why both sexes in our communities deal with promiscuity and the failure to remain in relationships with each other. It could also contribute to the black man's disrespect of the black woman if she was the abuser or if he felt no protection from his mother in that situation. It spiritually affects both male and female, but males tend to be less likely to speak on it, you know, due to what white society has defined as, you know, masculinity. And therefore, in that way, the black male engages in repression, which is the psychological defense mechanism of pushing the socially unacceptable occurrence into the unconscious mind. So if this happens at a young age, the man may not even remember this occurrence. That, however, doesn't mean he isn't acting out or abusing women due to the molestation he received as a child. So that's something we also must think about. Because I've definitely been told some things by friends, you know, black men, and not until later I realized, like, whoa, that's not right. Like, this has happened, but that's not right. And it's like black men are made to think, yeah, I'm a boss because this happened. But it's like, man, that's molestation. Like, you know, come on, like, face it. And I don't know, it's issues such as these that are hard to address when society applauds a male for being male chauvinistic or for, you know, ignoring his problems and abusing women due to his problems. It's really interesting. Another issue that the Porter addressed in his book, The Conspiracy to Destroy the Black Woman, is black women having to stand their ground in demanding respect from black men, whether they like it or not. And that's what I do. That's why a lot of people have stuff to say. But I'm like you're not going to disrespect me. Like, you're going to give me respect, and I'm going to give you respect, but I'm not going to allow anyone to talk down on me, but especially not a black man, because it's like you're supposed to be protecting me. Like, you're supposed to be by my side. Like, they don't give a damn about either one of us. You know what I mean? So
that's correct.
So it's just like, you know, we as black women, we can't allow ourselves to be disrespected. We must not take, you know, sexist, vulgar comments as flattery either, because that's not cute, you know. In my opinion, it only mirrors the mindset of, like, the white male that they seek to imitate. And my mother said this today, actually. She was like, the reason why the black man is so unhappy is because he's trying to play the white man's game. And I was like, wow, like, that is so true. Like, we can't continue to, it's crazy because we are, you know, in this oppression, but it's like, it's obvious that trying to live like them does not work. It doesn't even work amongst themselves. So why are we still trying to mimic that, you know? We can't debase ourselves or view ourselves as prostitutes or items that a person can buy. We have souls, and we must realize that we deserve men who honor, praise, and cherish us, and men deserve women who do the same. But what we as black people as a whole must realize is that the survival of the black race depends on the unity of both the black male and female. To me, you cannot get anywhere. A black man cannot get anywhere if he doesn't realize the importance of a black woman.
That is correct.
And to me, that's why in many of these groups and black liberation parties and whatever, it doesn't work out, not only because we don't want to face our problems within our own home, but because we don't want to realize the importance of the black woman. Like, you know, we give life. Like, we bring you into the world. Like, respect us. You know what I mean? Like, we're equal to you. You know, we're not below you. And,
that is correct.
We're both equally needed. And, you know, the black man cannot survive nor progress independently of the black woman and vice versa. And that's what we seem to misunderstand. But it's a vital part of our life and our spiritual health, and this is why our oppressors have tried to tear us and keep us apart. So
that is correct.
So
then what do you think the solution is?
I feel that we have to get back to...
What do we need to do to fix it?
We've got to get back to the way that our ancient ancestors operated. We've got to, like I said, the black man has got to start seeing the importance of the black woman and vice versa. But it's like I said, we are doubly oppressed because we're black and because we're women. And why would we want to even think about doing a lot about our oppression if our immediate oppression is coming from the black man. Because in that case, I'm going to be like, screw it. Like, you're not treating me right, so why should I fight to do anything for us as, you know, black people, period, when I'm not even getting treated right in my own home? That's why so many, to me, that's why so many different black liberation, whatever, movements have failed. We don't understand. We don't see that. Like, even in the Black Panther Party and things like that, there was discrimination against black women. It's, like, everywhere. And it's mimicked from the oppressors because they don't understand the importance of women. And so because we are oppressed, black men take that on, and they begin to act, okay, so master does this, so let me do this as well. And we can't operate that way. That's not even in our nature to operate that way. That's what I'm trying to, you know, get through to people.
Yeah. Well, let me chime in on this here. I think you're doing a magnificent job. I think that the Almighty has given you the charge to move this forward. You understand? This is part of the resurrection of the nation of Israelites. You understand? We have to see. There's going to come a time when we're going to have to set up all of these agencies, such as yours and the Nation of Yehuda, and a number of other things. And I'm speaking for one. They have a council of elders right here in Georgia. I don't have the full information, but during the time of Moshe, you understand, when Moshe got the revelation from the Almighty, he went to the elders. You understand? Because the elders knew, you understand, the righteousness that has to be brought into the earth today. I want to say it's not the purging out of the evil. It's the restoration of righteousness. You understand? And it's not going to be everybody that's going to be righteous. You know, but. See, you have the charge now to put this in place, you understand, because those things that you mentioned need to be discussed, you understand. We have to have that common ground between the male and the female, you understand. The male got to understand his position, and the female's got to understand their position. We've taken on the ways of the other nation, you understand, and so when we take on the ways of the other nation, they're not set up for us to bring righteousness into the earth anymore. They, if you notice, you understand. You notice this here because you just mentioned it. Everything is backwards. You understand? Righteousness is considered evil, and evil is considered righteousness. You understand? You know. So you know. Your position here, which I think is very, very paramount, you understand, is because you have to get. It's not going to be everybody. You know, we can't think of in terms of everybody. We just got to deal and work with the people that are looking to bring righteousness back into the earth, the truth back into the earth. You understand? Because we have taken on the ways of the other nation. You understand? First, let me say this here, is that we suffer from post-traumatic slave syndrome. You understand? And so we're not going to be able to, we're not thinking righteousness. We're thinking about what this society can bring us, you understand? And we become embedded in this society, you understand? And so now, you understand, because the time is short, you understand, we don't have very much time to put this together, but the Almighty will give us the time that we need, you understand, to do his bidding, you understand, to do his righteousness, to bring righteousness into the earth, you understand. So I want to know here from you, are you set up, do you have any kind of group that you can, we can talk about this a little further and set up conferences, you know, because, see, those things have to be eliminated before we can move forward. You understand? It's more to it than just setting up an agency and we just talking. It's about us doing and putting in place things. You understand? You can't those things that are walking contrary to the Almighty. We cannot afford to put us avail ourselves to those things with our peoples. We're going astray. You understand? And so, you know, it's incumbent upon us to do something about ourselves. We need to take our destiny in our own hands. We need to start walking and doing things that cultivates our characteristics. You understand? I think that this is a good start, and we need to move forward with it, and we need to set things up so that it can move forward. You know, I think he's doing a magnificent job. What did you say your name was?
My name is Dominique. I have just started. It's really new, so nothing has happened yet, but it's a group. It's honestly a secret group because of the content that's been shared, but it is for women, like black women, and it's like an avenue for us to kind of just start talking, like I said, talking about those things. I do think it should start in the home and, of course, organize on a grand scale, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree with everything, you know, you were saying just now.
Yeah. See, one thing that I know, I know that if it's pleasing in the eyes of the Almighty, he will show favor. And the favor that we are looking at is the growth, and the growth of righteousness being put into the earth. You understand? So if it's done with in mind of bringing forth the understanding, different understanding now, because see, we've been infested with unrighteousness. Now righteousness has to start flowing. And this is the time period, man. We ain't going to get another time period, you understand, to do this.
That's correct. That is
right.
And then I think that the good part about it is
that we have young people now that are involved, like you, Dominique, that is willing to make this happen. And also for the program director that's running the board, I have access to the board now, so you can release yourself. But I just wanted to know, we have an organization that we've developed. It's called Yate. And it's an organization for women and their self-esteem, because once we heal their heart, we have to reinstall self-esteem, and it involves the brothers coming aboard as well to help us to do this, because only the men can help the women to heal.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Absolutely.
I agree.
I wanted to make sure that we come together and be able to do that, you know, and then the women should have an outlet like yours where they can contact someone if they want to talk, if they're being abused physically, emotionally, because the men have to handle the men and the women have to handle the women, because I know there's a lot of women that find relationships on Facebook. I have seen so many Hebrew women that meet these men on Facebook. They don't know anything about these men. They pack up their children. They move to other cities, and then they get their feelings hurt, and then they're broke.
Yep.
You know, and it's about trust. So we have to do something to restore that common sense factor back into the women, because they're desperate and they want a relationship. But these women will sell everything they have, pack their children up, and travel to a whole other city to meet someone they don't even know.
Yep. That's why I spoke on, like, you know, freeing ourselves mentally first. It's like we're still operating in the ways of our handlers, in the ways of, you know, our oppressors,
mm-hmm.
and that's not going to work. Even them operating that way doesn't even work. It's complete chaos. Everything is turned upside down. It's crazy, you know. And another thing that I wanted to touch on, And another thing that I wanted to touch on was just how, like I said, they've turned everything, like our ancient writings, they've even messed with and rewritten them and just turned everything upside down. Like, it's really chaotic. But, you know, this is another thing that contributes to Black women especially feeling like lesser individuals, like lesser than dogs, you know. We're taught that mm-hmm. only men and mainly white men, you know, are, you know, run societies and that they're in positions of power and everything like that. And we probably don't even know, you know, about cultures in Africa that were matriarchal societies. You know, they were run by women. There were women as queens and things like that. It's just like we only see things from the white man's viewpoint. We don't see what our ancestors did. You know, we don't know about the queens and the African queens and everything like that. Like, we don't know anything about that. Societies and royalty that was ran through the mother, like, we don't know any of that. So that's what I'm saying, like, education, self-education. And that will also help, you know, our women. And that will also help build their self-esteem as well. Like, no, this is what your ancestors did. This other stuff going on here is just backwards, you know, like this is how we used to operate before, you know, the fall. So it's crazy because, like, in ancient Black culture, ancient Black cultures, the Black women were, you know, they were acknowledged and they were praised as the giver of life and the ones who brought forth knowledge, balance, and order. And, you know, our ancestors had no problem with realizing the importance of the woman and her sacred womb. However, now it's like we exploit that very thing. You see what I'm saying? So it's just we have mm-hmm. really gotten low, like lower than low. And to me, as soon as, you know, the Black man realizes that, you know, we are the goddess to their god and begin operating that way, then we can get somewhere. And until then, it's like everything's going to remain stagnant. We're going to remain dependent on white patriarchy and its people for survival. So it's like this brokenness and systematic oppression. Right, like the brokenness and systematic oppression within our own communities, you know, paired with the failure to address our issues on a grand scale, leads to more chaos, no solution, further oppression, and it's gotten to the point to where we can't stand each other, and we're going for what we believe to be true or an easier route. We're like, screw our people. We're turning to, like I said, we're turning to other people, other races. We don't even, it's like we don't care about ourselves anymore, period. And it's ridiculous. And it's like if we continue operating in this way, harming our women, ignoring our problems, hating each other, therefore hating ourselves, then we can expect to be in this state of insanity for as long as we as a race exist. And to me, it's like time for the Black man to stand up and say enough is enough and take back what was stolen from him through slavery, and that is his woman, his family, and his own soul. So
you're absolutely right. And I want to add to that is that, you understand, see, it's not just standing up. You understand, because you got to stand up and know what you're standing up for. You understand? See, a lot of us have been misled. You understand? And when we're misled, you understand, we can't see, even though what we set up, we're setting it up, you understand, because we've been westernized, and it becomes a westernized setup, you understand, and we still take on these ways that are not righteous, you understand? And so, you know, standing up is one thing, but standing up and knowing what you're standing up for, you understand? And
right.
I think that we need to have more of these conversations, you understand, in order to build a cohesive unit, you understand,
right.
So that we can move forward. We don't. You know, I think I might have mentioned to Yaina a year ago is that if we don't stand up as a generation, you understand, the Almighty is going to take us out the picture, and He'll set it up with the next generation. You understand? So we have to give our children a chance here, and it's up to us to make these. These conscious decisions. Once you understand, see, sometimes, man, we understand things, but we don't know where to go with it. You understand? We don't know what to do or how to do. So that's why we try to put things in, the Almighty is having to put things in place now. You understand? When you have these problems, you can go and find out how to get out of this problem. I believe in fixing the problem rather than throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You understand? We can fix these things. You understand? As a nation of people, we come together. And because one thing that I understand here is that in all our captivities, we've been the ones to make everything happen in all our captivities. You understand? So we do it for other folks, but when it comes to us, we get iffy and skepticism, and we're sitting on the fence. You understand? We don't know which way to go. You understand? We have to. Those that have the understanding here, that's why I say that we got to try to put these things in place. That's what the Almighty's doing now. He's putting things in place because this society is not going to last. You understand? We have to come to that conclusion. Mm-hmm. This is not our society. This was only set up for our punishment. You know? Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's only going to be a remnant. Now, how big that remnant is depends on you and I. You understand? As long as we stay involved, you understand, we got a chance to bring more people involved, get more people involved. You understand? To try to do something. You understand? To take our destiny in our own hands. You understand? And stop depending on these folks. Hallelujah.
And then another thing that I wanted to bring into play is that we have to understand that most of the damage that we do to ourselves. And the reason why I say that is because when the Most High unctioned me to go forward and do what I am doing now, He made me realize one thing that is so very important, is that everything in the earth that is living has male and female counterparts to it. Even the plants have male and female. Everything is male and female. And when Israel began to wake up, the men began to take over and push the women out because they wanted a certain amount of authority. Well, He made me realize something that was very important, that each one of us has a male counterpart or female counterpart that is specifically designed just for us. So when we begin to put the women down and don't let them say anything, when the men begin to take charge, they're off balance. We can't do one without the other. So that is the important thing that we have to start to challenge ourselves on and begin to bring in the male and female togetherness so that we can start building appropriately, because we can't do it one without the other. It's not possible.
That is correct. I agree.
Completely agree. Yeah, I agree completely.
Yeah. So as we move forward and trying to establish these things, you know, I would hope that Yaina at one point would be able to set up a conference call, you understand, an emergency line. You understand that you can run on your own. You understand, with, you know, we'll be on the line, of course, I'm sure. You understand, to give up some understanding, but you understand, so that people can come and voice their problems and see if we can fix them. We can fix them. There ain't no doubt about it, because we just have never had the opportunity or had the willingness to try to fix anything. You understand? We use the old adage of the hell with it. I'm not going to, you know, understand? I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
That's true. Or it don't involve me. I'm not fooling with it. I ain't got nothing to do with it. You know, that's not the right attitude.
Right.
But you know what? We did have an emergency phone number that we paid for. We were paying for a 1-800 number for the women to call in that were being abused. And, you know, and the hardest part was finding someone qualified to man the phone lines because of the Privacy Act and because of legal terminologies. You have to be careful what you say and what kind of advice to give people. But we were trying to organize something on the lines of women helping women, for the Hebrew women, so that they would be able to call someone if they were in danger or if they felt like their life was in danger. I mean, it was so bad that one of the people that I know met a guy on Facebook, moved down to a city, and then when She got down there, she found out he was married, and then when she ran out of money, he tried to put her on the block and have her prostituting so she could eat.
Wow.
This was a Hebrew brother.
Yeah.
See, they got organizations out there that are righteous. You understand? It's just that you got to pick the ones that agree with what you're trying to do. You understand? My nephews and them, man, they're doing a magnificent job. I'm so proud of them. You understand? And they Hebrew Israelites, and yesterday I went to an affair, a senior citizens luncheon. You understand? And it was a marvelous affair. They had about 200 families. You understand? No children, of course. You understand? But they're doing a magnificent job, man. And their wives and their they was respectful. You understand? And I could see the growth in them, man. You know, this is something my brother had set up years ago. You understand? We got to teach our children in the way that they should go, and when they get old, they won't depart from it. And these are the things that got to be brought back into play, you understand, so that we could, because we don't have a lot of time. I don't know whether you understand that or not, you understand? They're going to be a blood moon here, you understand, around the holy days. And this has nothing to do with the Jewish man who's European, you understand? It's because those laws and statutes and ordinances were set up for Hebrew Israelites in the land, in the Eastern Hemisphere. You understand? And those Europeans were not there. So when they talk about, you understand, they went into Israel in 1948 because of the blood moon. That's not even true. You understand? They took advantage of an opportunity to use that so that they could continue portraying themselves as us. But the Almighty,
they take everything.
Yeah, you understand? So the Almighty is getting ready to end all of this stuff. You understand? You know, it's going to be a terrible destruction. You understand? Like none other. You understand? Steven Spielberg couldn't produce anything of this magnitude, you understand, because it's the Almighty. He's gonna get all of those stumbling blocks, and the preacher that's teaching that's leading us astray. You understand? Even our so-called leaders that are leading us astray. You understand? One thing that I wanted to add is that, you know, we don't have the. It's not our job to go out here and fight these guys with guns and knives and stuff like that. We just have to gather ourselves and start working together, you understand, so that we can build this nation, you understand? And I think that what you're doing is a great thing, you understand? We need to have you talk about this a little bit further, you understand, to try to reach out and reach some other folks, you understand, because I'm sure that a lot of people is going through the same thing, if not worse, you understand, but they don't know where to carry their discomfort, you understand? So I commend you in everything that you're doing. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. We're not going to let this be our last Block Talk radio show. Like I said, we're going to send out a bolo to let everyone know, you know, that you have this idea going and this organization going so that we can start to help to heal ourselves, because all of the organizations are put together to help the nation as a whole. And I'm proud of you. I think it's an excellent idea what you're doing. And like I said, we want you to be a part of the Nation of Yehuda, or at least we'll be able to platform your organization in the Nation of Yehuda so that people can know that there are things going on, because not only the women, we have to deal with the teenagers, because it's teenage girls that are being abused.
Yep.
That is correct.
Yep,
that is absolutely. You understand? I just heard about 14-year-old girls prostituting themselves, man, under a black pimp. I thought that died a long time ago, but seems to me it's that's it's heartbreaking, man, because I got grandchildren, man, that around that age. You understand? And if we don't bring about the turnaround, you understand, of this stuff, you understand what I'm saying? We're gonna perish as a generation. Hallelujah.
Yep.
So you're doing a magnificent job. Keep up the good work, man. I look forward to hearing more from you. You understand?
Thank you. I
want everybody to, you know, I want more people, you understand, to understand they got a situation here, man, that we can fix. We fix everybody else's stuff.
Right.
That is correct. Okay, that's correct. So, Dominique, what are some of the things that you have? Do you have brochures? And what do you have that we could possibly begin to deliver to the different camps all over the country? Do you have anything like that, or do you need help in developing those types of
things? I would need help because, like I said, this is pretty new. Like, this whole thing is pretty new with me, so... Yeah, if we could just, like, get together at another time and, like, discuss that and, like, kind of organize, I would love to do that.
Hallelujah.
Okay,
that's a good thing.
Not only that, you're going to need some help. You're going to need to recruit some young women and some older women that have the level of maturity that can really help so that we can recruit counselors. You know, and then train other women how to be counselors on how to handle abusive situations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree.
Yeah. You know.
Okay, well, you're
talking to the right person when you talk to Yaina, because she's about organization.
Yeah. That's what I need.
It's just not enough. I don't have enough hands and enough arms and enough time,
right.
You know, but I know the Most High is going to free me up so that I have time to really focus on building the nation, you know, because it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of committed people that are committed to getting this thing done because they love the people. It can't be because you're out for financial gain. It can't be because you're out for glory or trying to make a name for yourself. You have to truly love the people and want to see this thing come to pass because there's a lot of sacrifice that has to be done, a lot.
Sister Yaina, that might be the person that you might want to help, be your assistant, and she can still do her thing. What do you think?
I don't know, Brother Donia, to be my assistant. To be my assistant, she's going to have to be free because I have a lot of work that has to be done. I think I'm going to leave her in that position and build that position and find someone who doesn't have any children or any commitment, because once I take off, and I want to say this to the people that are out there listening as well, that I am looking for a personal assistant, possibly two. I would like to have a male and a female, and you have to be single with no children and be able to travel. So those are the things that we're getting ready to put into place right now. But I think Dominique is going to best work with the women because that's what the Most High gave her to do in her heart.
That is correct.
And she has to be obedient to that calling.
That is correct. I see that too. Exactly. You understand?
Mm-hmm. You know, because wherever your passion is, that's where your heart is.
I agree, but I'm
really proud of her because she stepped up, you know, and there's a whole lot of people that are listening in the background that will agree, but they won't step up, you know, and it takes a special kind to step up. So you are truly a part of the remnant.
That is correct, and I'm proud of you also.
Thank you.
You know, It takes some time and some commitment. You understand?
Yep.
Doing what you're doing. You understand? And I feel it. You understand? Over the phone here, that you're committed into doing what the Almighty mandated you to do. You understand? And it has to be something that the Almighty has mandated you to do, or you wouldn't have that. A passion for it.
Right. I agree.
That is correct. That is correct. You know,
and we definitely will get together and begin to put some things together with you, and because there we have connected with people in the United Kingdom. We're connecting with people in the Caribbean. They're going to connect us to the people in Brazil and in Cuba. So we're going to bring the women together all over the world.
Yes, that would be amazing. That really
would.
So that's why I have to leave her to that so she can run it, because that's going to become a monster all by itself.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I trust in the Almighty. He wouldn't have these things going on or happening, you understand, if he was not going to favor it, you understand? Because, see, we got to understand that all of this stuff is being orchestrated by the Creator. You understand? He's putting things in place so that we could be a nation, because we not everybody else. You know, the Chinese people have a homeland. You understand that they go back to, even though they over here in America real strong. You understand? They can go back home. Understand?
That's right.
We've been here for pretty near 400 years. You understand what I'm saying? And none of us have the idea or the concept that we have a land. We have something that was given to us by the Almighty, the Creator. He gave us Jerusalem. You understand? And fortunately, they had a man to stand up and bring us into the land. You understand? And I commend him, Ben Amin. You understand what I'm saying? Regardless of what you feel about him, we are able to go to the land if we want to. You understand? You know, and he's established us there. They've been established in that land for 40 years. You understand? They didn't do everything right, of course. You understand? But I'm a firm believer in let's fix the problem. Let's fix it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, do you have any contact information that you can email me? You email me your contact information. Have you picked a name for the organization yet?
I'm still kind of in between what I want to name it, but I do have some contact information that I could send to you.
Okay, you know, send me some information and then think about a name and what you're going to name it, and then we will go from there and get it legalized and everything so that you'll be able to actually work and get the tax ID numbers and all the things that are required for business so that you can be a legitimate organization and be able to work for the people. Because when you talk about abused women, you're going to have a whole lot of people coming at you at one time once you really put it together. But we have to build the infrastructure. Structure first.
Yeah. That is correct. You'll find that a lot of our brothers and sisters have the same problem. You understand?
Yep.
They have different categories. You understand? But most of them problems is going to fit under the same category. You know, and if you fix one end of it, you understand, you get a chance. You fix a lot of problems, you understand?
Yeah.
That is true. That is very, very true. And then the next time you come on, we're going to have some more brothers over here that can help to encourage you, because you have a lot of brothers that are behind you 100% worldwide that will be willing to encourage you and to help you get there. It's a lot of things that we can do, you know, if you want to, in terms of bringing people on, you know, special guests on the radio that have training in healing people that have been through abusive relationships and stuff, and begin to get the male and the female to talk to each other again.
Yeah, that would be great, because there definitely needs to be that dialogue between male and female. I definitely agree with that.
That's
needed
absolutely
badly.
Absolutely. Not only that, you know what, there's a lot of Hebrew Israelite young women that I talk to every day that are lonely. and they're looking for companionship, and they claim that there's no young brothers out there that are looking for a relationship, and that's just not true. This can turn into a singles event. You can do all kind of things to bring the Hebrew male and the female together. You know, it's just so many avenues that you can go into from here, because once you identify the problem, then we have to start healing, and then we have to start coming together as male and female.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about fashion shows and all kind of stuff to draw the Hebrew male out. I don't think we have a problem with that. And to present the Hebrew black woman back into society as beautiful as she is, so she can get the attention that she deserves.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy, mm-hmm. but it can't be easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But the young people had, Brother Donia, the young people had the energy to do it, and they had the connections through Facebook and social media to really be able to blow this thing up and get people involved.
That is great.
Right.
I agree.
So we have a lot of work ahead of us, and I'm really proud of you again, and I'm looking forward to working with you.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to working with you as well.
All right, Brother Donia, do you have any lasting remarks? Because we're going to give Dominique the last word. So you got any last remarks before we end the show?
No, I'm going to say it like I say every ending of every show, is that I love each and every one of you with that undying love that I have for the Almighty. Keep doing what you're doing, you understand, in the name of the Almighty, and He will show favor. He will, you know, our power, you understand, He said that He will protect us. And so if we stand for the Almighty and in righteousness, you understand, there's nothing that He won't do for us. Not a thing. See, what we have been doing for the last year is we've been going off on our own understanding, and we need to quit that. We need to start trusting in the Almighty, you understand, and let Him guide us in the way that we should go. Hallelujah, and I relinquish the mic.
Hallelujah, and I want to say too again that I'm so proud of you, and I'm glad that we've made the acquaintance, and I look forward to helping you to launch this thing off. And since this was your day to have your radio show, you get the last word before we say goodbye.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you both for the great dialogue, and I just want to, you know, let everyone know, like, our people worldwide, I love you, and we've got to start just communicating. We've got to open up in order to heal. So let's get to it.
Hallelujah.
All right. And don't forget, we're going to have a radio show tomorrow night. It's going to be on at 6:30, Members of a Better World, featuring Prince Haciel. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
There's a hole in my heart.
Back and forth, tired of hitting and out the four times.
All right. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us again with another edition of the Yehuda Project. Be encouraged. Get yourself together. Start putting all your things together so we can help Sister Dominique as she builds this organization to help our women begin to feel beautiful again. Shalom, shalom, and we'll see you tomorrow night at 6:30. Bye-bye.